The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Lazy Boy.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to call us today. Bess Marks from Lazy Boy in the studio with me. Welcome back, Bess.
Hello, TJ. Thank you. Always fun to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to have you. I've only heard your voice on the radio, and now I get to meet the person behind the microphone.
Here I am. Here we are. Here we are together.
Absolutely. So let's start out with the locations that Lazy Boy has in Pensacola.
Well, our location's on Bayou Boulevard, 5078 Bayou Boulevard, right there up under Sacred Heart Hospital.
Mm-hmm. And then Spanish Fort in Mobile,
oh,
in
that's
Alabama.
Bass Pro Drive and Airport Boulevard in Mobile. I-10, you can say I-10 is our friend. We just take I-10 and you may find us.
Nice. Yeah, I-10's connected to everything, right? So what events are coming up at Lazy Boy?
Well, we are having BOGO. So glad you asked. Buy one, get one. Two great chairs starting at $788.
Nice.
Lots of choices just in time for the fall and football season and settling back in after a summer of being at the beach. Of course, here, any day is a great day at the beach. But really, you know, as light changes and the seasons do change, you know, we tend to go in more. So just to help kick off the football season and our indoor season, so to speak.
Nice. Yeah, football season's probably a good time of year for people to get out there and get a new couch or sofa and, you know, new recliner. And
exactly.
Absolutely. Exactly. So talk to me about some of the new furniture models.
Oh, well, you know, it's always evolving. Life evolves. We evolve. I was just looking back over some things from the late 90s and the early 2000s, some styles and frames. And the more things change, TJ, the more they stay the same. But there are a lot of things that have come in that have been introduced, and I think really from the European market, where we integrate these beautiful styles and frames for sofas and chairs, but we're making them more user-friendly because our world's evolved with our electronics, with cell phones and iPads and, you know, being able to, you know, charge those. We actually have charging stations in our furniture now.
Oh, wow.
Which is so convenient, because how often do you sit down and you look at your phone and go, shoot?
A lot.
I know. I didn't know it didn't charge. I didn't know I was this low. So it's evolved, maintaining the classic functionality and style of a sofa, but sofas and chairs now have an ability to charge your phone.
Mm-hmm. I see power recliners, too.
Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? When they first introduced power recliners, I guess it was about 10 or 12 years ago, we all thought, oh, my word, what are they talking about? And how will that work? And the first level of them were kind of heavy. You know, they were heavy and felt heavy. And as they have developed them, they are marvelous. They are really just streamlined. And they are beautiful chairs, beautiful pieces. And it's not just chairs, it's sofas. We have power sofas and power sectionals, too.
Mm-hmm. Talking about the furniture, there's a piece of furniture with the Elvis look?
Oh. Well, it's a wonderful new, it kind of incorporates what we were talking about earlier, where the function of our furniture has evolved with us. You know, it evolves as we do. And this beautiful piece of furniture is it's got like a built-in table in the arm, or just a little hard surface, which is great for, again, a phone, glasses, a book, a drink. You know, just as you're sitting, you know, you place it on there. It's always a challenge not to make it look like a vehicle or an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a beautiful sofa. It's called the Tahoe, and we covered it in this gorgeous white leather, and we just laugh and call it the Elvis sofa. But it's absolutely exquisite, and it's so beautiful for where we are because, you know, the light's so beautiful here. So.
Mm-hmm. So I was hoping that when you sat down, maybe it said, thank you very much.
Well, it might. No, you say that. You say that too. Oh, thank you very much.
All right. Talk to me about, so I'm a guy. My wife's probably more adept at some of this stuff than I am. What is biophilia?
Oh, biophilic is, it is the integration of the outside with the inside. It's a trend that's been coming along, especially in commercial, as far as like healing commercial places like hospitals have introduced biophilic design. Homes are now integrating it, where the outside's integrated with the inside in it. It's greenery and more natural substances, more natural elements. And so you feel like it's a healing and restorative feel. You know, the hospital in Mobile has got a biophilic theme to it. If you walk in, you can see a lot of blue. They've really focused on the water. And so, and that's biophilic. You know, it just is, instead of having, remember how hospital walls can be so sterile and so bland and the light's so sharp, you know, it's stressful. It's not conducive to healing. It's conducive to keeping you well. Because that's a whole different genre of design and sanitation, keeping germ free areas. So, but in doing it, it became a very sterile and almost hostile area. And it was keeping you well, but it wasn't helping to restore you. And so now this has come in, but it's also translated now into residential, and it's a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah. So how do homeowners incorporate that, or what's a good way for homeowners to incorporate that into their space?
Color and lighting and your accessories and the elements of wood and natural feeling accessories, greenery, how we have the seven layers of design, TJ, which is, of course, we start, it starts really with your room, the structure that you've been given. And then because we do sell furniture, we say it starts with the upholstery, but there's a reason for that too. The upholstery is generally the largest. Your sofa is usually the largest single piece of furniture in your space. So it's really dominates. And so you start with that, what's the covering? Do you want to do a beautiful leather? Or do you want to do something soft and lighter or more neutral in a more neutral tone? And then it goes from that to the tables. How do you want to translate your tables? Do you want to do something that's in a pretty light pine finish? Or do you want to do something that is maybe a little, we have, they call it live edge now, with an open edge it looks almost like a planed off tree trunk. You can, do in that. Or glass. Glass will also go biophilic. Just a beautiful glass top. Glass and metal can do it. And then the rug. What kind of rug do you want? Do you want a fabulous jute rug or a beautifully hand-done wool rug can do it. Also, you have hand-woven rugs, which are beautiful. And a hide rug can even go in and participate in that because of the tactile, the tactile feature. Also, now you go into lamps and then the artwork and mirrors. Mirrors are a fabulous way to integrate the exterior with the interior. So many of our wonderful new houses have one room. Literally, we have an open floor plan where you walk into the front door and you can see a living space, but then you take a corner and there's a dining room and a kitchen. Mm-hmm. And it's all one space, which is great. It feels open. It feels fresh. It feels alive, but it feels dark. Because there are no exterior, and many times there's a porch over the light, over the exterior light source, your windows, which is great for heat around here, protects us that way. But we lose the ability to have a natural light. So incorporating mirrors into a space to reflect the exterior light is also another way.
Bess Marks from Lazy Boy, our guest today, 850-437-1620, if you have any questions. So how do your associates work with customers when they come through the door to get an idea of what that space looks like, what kind of colors they're working with, any sort of space restrictions that they might have in terms of sizes?
Okay. So are we talking about in-home design or in-home, just walking
through
the door?
Yeah, let's go with in-home design, I guess. I know you do that.
Oh, we do that. What we learned is that, the problem's in the home. It's not in the store. So, when you're coming in, and this is, you just walk in and it's like, well, I need a new sofa. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, are you replacing one? Is it a new house? Or, is it a new construction? Or is it just a new house to you? is it just something that's old, or is it, you know, what's your status now? What is it going into? Do you want a new sofa to play well with everything else there, or is it, you know, is it a room reno? Are you tired of where you are?
Mm-hmm.
And both are great. You know, it's we take all of that information, but the purpose of the in-home design program is that the problem's in the house, and so now you've got, say, you want to replace your sofa, which is always fun, but again, remember, it's the largest piece of furniture in the room. So if you've built the room around the sofa, how are you going to integrate the new sofa into the room as it is now? And so we just want to help you with that, to discover, you know, let's confirm that the fabric you've chosen is right, you know, are the light influences correct, or is it going to work with what else is in the space? Because color influences color. So we want to make sure that it's conveying the message you want, because this is your home. This is the expression of you. You know, it's the single largest purchase that we ever make, mm-hmm. most of us. And so we want it to be right. So we start there. Is this the fabric you love? Let's confirm that the fabric really is going to coordinate with everything else that you're doing. How do you stand on tables? What's happening in your space at 7 o'clock at night? You know, are y'all comfortable, or are you all crouched around, you know, in one little area, and are you expanding your space and using your space? So we come and visit with you and just talk about how you're using your space, how it's working for you, how you want to use it, what's working, what's not working, how you would love, what your vision is. What is your vision? Because we know that your home, we're always aware that whose house it is, it's yours,
mm-hmm.
whose money it is, yours, and who's going to be there after we're gone? You. So we want to be very respectful of those three areas. So we talk very frankly about budget. You know, what are we talking, you know, are you about the investment that you want to make and the investment that you're interested in. And you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, because then we come back into the store and we give you a presentation. So many times we hear a customer saying, you know, if I could only see it. Yeah, I'll know it when I see it, if I can mm-hmm. only see it. And, you know, the wonderful world of, you know, our wonderful technological world now has created an ability for us to digitally display your room. We can show it to you. We can show you traffic patterns. We can show you the scale and the proportion, which are two of the main elements. Because a room that's not functioning, above all, a room must function. Otherwise, we won't use it. You know, we'll just walk by and go, you know, just don't use it. It's like, well, because it doesn't work. You know, it may be the floor plan layout. It may be the furniture itself's not appropriate. I don't know. You know, but we want to help. We want your vision to come to life, and we want that room to function for you, but not only to function for you, but to create a refuge for you, a place where you come in and go, you know, our rule of thumb is, you know, we live in the real world, so we know that there's a budget. And we know that, you know, when we can come in and help you create a whole new room from the ground up, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we live in the real world. We know that's not always the possibility, but we can make the plan. So let's start with your focal point. Let's start with your sofa. Let's start here, for instance. You know,
mm-hmm.
we'll start here. Now let's make the plan to build this thing out. What are the things we know that you're going to need down the road? And here they are, because the most expensive furniture that we own is the furniture we don't like, because we've already spent the money and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
A nice reminder every day. So let's perfect. So let's make a plan. So that as you budget and know that there is a way to create this space, we'll just get it done. You know, and then there's also financing to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
So we use the principles of, you know, the seven layers of design and the principles of proportion and oh my gosh, my mind just stopped working. It'll come back. That's all right. But, you mm-hmm. but you want to do that. You want that house to be a reflection of you and your family, and durable. You want it to sustain you and your family.
Absolutely.
Our rule of thumb is that that your house, if you can pick it up in 10 minutes and it looks pretty good, you're there. You know, it's like, we know that, you know, stuff gets thrown out, shoes get kicked off, you know, stuff gets piled up on a table. But you get a phone call and somebody's coming over, they're going to be there in 15 minutes, and it's all hands on deck, and you know, pull, you know, straighten it up, fluff the pillows, get that out of there. You may or may not have time to vacuum. It's okay because the room still looks okay. So when you can pull all those things and put all that away, mm-hmm. and the room looks nice, then you've got your, then you're where you want to be.
Sounds like you've been to my house.
No, I just live in mine. Okay. Oops, they're coming. They're coming. Yep. Quick, quick.
So the in-home design services, all complimentary.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awesome. So obviously Lazy Boy, more than just recliners, sofas, sectionals, artwork, dining room. A lot of different things that you offer.
Yeah, we've been in the dining room and home office now. You know, we've moved into a whole new era. Remember, we're continually evolving. We mm-hmm. we keep growing and changing.
The remote worker.
The remote worker, or just, you know, just being home to do, you know, whatever it takes to take care of a home and a family. That requires a certain amount of desk time, so to speak. Lazy Boy's been in the dining room and bedroom business for over 70 years. Mm. So we know your home. So we are a complete home furnishing store, a complete home furnishing line.
And I think that's a testament to the longevity, is the ability to change with the times.
Absolutely. And another asset that is really one of Lazy Boy's strongest points is our design center is fabrics. You know, we have the ability to customize your furniture as far as fabrics, finishes. You know, you mentioned power. You know, do you want some power in there? When you look at the Lazy Boy furniture lineup, we can make, and with everything, with our power options, with our finish options, with our cushion options, with our fabric options, with our pillow options, with our trim options, it's almost a billion different ways to put a Lazy Boy piece of furniture. It's an incredible amount of opportunity to do. So we feel like we've got you covered.
Mm-hmm. And customers can request swatches as well?
Well, you can. You can. We can do that. You just go online and, you know, look. Now, the challenge with that is, and that's why the in-home design is so important, is to be able to see it in your home, to be able to see how it's going to relate to the rest of your furniture. Is the scale of the pattern appropriate for your space? You know, or have you got two patterns that are really conflicting with each other? You know, or you want it to all be harmonious. It doesn't have to match, but it does have to sing the same song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the challenge. I think, you know, today we're on, we have more opportunity, I think, than we've ever had as far as choices. You know, the world is literally at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
But with that comes confusion. You know, we've got all this opportunity and maybe not enough information to make the right choice.
Absolutely.
Because we're inundated. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, so then we get mind overload. You know, it's like, whoa, 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 stop, 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 stop. Okay, so what happens now that you don't do anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much out there. So how do you funnel that and filter all of that wonderful information we have into something that's really going to be pleasing for you and your family, and work for you and your family.
Bess Marks from Lazy Boy, our guest again today on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to ask a question of Bess today. Talking about durability a little bit, let's talk a little bit about what you offer for maintaining your sofa recliner in terms of like cleaning, taking care of the fabrics or leather.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lazy Boy does the Weisenheimer test on all of its furniture, which is really a commercial grade test, but we do it on residential furniture. You know, all fabrics could be totally resilient to stain and wear and tear. However, the fibers would be so rough that they would basically tear up your clothes. So that, you know, if you've ever noticed when you go into a commercial setting, the furniture's a little bit stiff.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it's in a commercial setting. For Lazy Boy, we tested as if it were going to be in commercial setting. However, it does go into a residential setting, which means it's softer and it's prettier. And also, we have a Lazy Boy developed a fabulous fabric called iClean. And what this fabric does is the fiber itself has, its formula is built to be resilient and to push out stains. So it actually is a stain-resistant fabric. It is an incredible thing to watch. The demo on it is, like, we watched them years ago when they first introduced this fabric. The challenge with it has been, how do you make it soft and comfortable? Mm-hmm. How do you make it something you want to lie down on? How do you make it something soft to the touch? That's always been the challenge, and Lazy Boy did it with this iClean fiber. But they actually poured water on it, you know, and red wine and coffee, and it just beat it up and you just wipe it away. Mm-hmm. So it's really, that's one of the things. But there, it does have a few challenges to it. That so we also have what we call the black dot fabrics, which is a high-performance fabric, and it, too, has its resilience. So Lazy Boy knows that the fabrics have got to be functional in a family situation, and they have to be soft, and they have to be pretty. So we pioneer that, and we also have pet-resistant fabrics. We have fabrics. We have recycled fabrics from recycled materials. We have iClean fabrics. We have hard-working fabric. So it's all there, and so it's a wonderful opportunity. It's something that we love working with in bringing space together.
I was looking online, and I noticed that for recliners, you can actually put the handle on either the left hand or the right hand side. So you're catering to both people there.
Absolutely. Well, we are left handed and right handed people.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the other beauty of that is sometimes, you know, tell you how many times we've had somebody call in and say, you know, I'm having my shoulder operated on, I'm having, you know, something done, and I really have got to be able to do it this way. Is that possible? And absolutely it's possible. And but the other beauty is with a power chair, you know, it has a remote. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And it can also be programmed, you know, like your car has a, you know, seat where you can do a setting that's specifically like sitter one and sitter two, rider one, rider two.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that with your remote on your recliner. And that's so much fun. And somebody at market said, well, what if, you know, like you have a bad child that gets that and you get in and they start, you know, clicking it like a cartoon.
That could happen.
Get me out. Well, you can lock it. You can lock your recliner into a position area, so you can avoid that temptation.
Mm-hmm. You have about 30
darling children that you adore so much.
We have about 30.
Or maybe some practical joke adults who think that's funny too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have about 30 seconds left. What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Well, it's a great time to jump into fall with our two great chair promotion going on right now, and our in-home design. We have designers at every location there to wait and ready to serve.
Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, TJ.